This is Fresh Air. The literary event of the summer is almost upon us. Harper Lee's novel, Ghost Set a Watchman, goes on sale tomorrow. Book critic Maureen Carrigan has this review.
As another Southern writer once said, you can't go home again. In Harper Lee's Ghost Set a Watchman, which takes place in the mid-1950s, a 26-year-old Scout Finch takes the train from New York City home to Macomb, Alabama, and finds the familiar world turned mighty strange. TV and air conditioning have changed the landscape, and beloved childhood friends like Dill and her brother Jem have vanished. Others, like Calpurnia, look at Scout, here called by her grown-up name of Jean Louise, as though she were, well, a white lady. And then there's Atticus. Now 72 and crippled by arthritis, he's still a wry patriarch. But in one of the novel's key scenes, set as in To Kill a Mockingbird in Macomb's courthouse, Atticus allies himself with a kind of men who several years later stood shoulder to shoulder with Bull Connor and George Wallace. Ghost Set a Watchman is a troubling confusion of a novel, politically and artistically, beginning with its fishy origin story. Allegedly, it's a recently discovered first draft of To Kill a Mockingbird, but I'm suspicious. It reads much more like a failed sequel. There are lots of dead patches in Ghost Set a Watchman, pages where we get long explanations of, say, the fine points of the Methodist worship service. The novel turns on the adult Scout's disillusionment with her father, a disillusionment that lovers of To Kill a Mockingbird will surely share. Reeling from the Supreme Court's recent ruling in Brown versus the Board of Education, Atticus reveals himself as a segregationist and a reactionary extremist. He's a staunch proponent of states' rights, a critic of federal programs, even popular ones like Social Security and the GI Bill, and a foe of the NAACP. One could say, as some commentators already have, that Atticus here displays layers of contradictory attitudes about race harbored by whites, no matter how progressive. But no. This Atticus is different in kind, not just degree. He's like Ahab turned into a whale lover, or Holden Caulfield, a phony. In To Kill a Mockingbird, Atticus was his own man. Here, he essentially tells Scout, you have to go along to get along. This Atticus, we're told, joined the Ku Klux Klan in his youth. Now, he's on the local citizens' council. This Atticus is a eugenicist. He believes in racial theory and reads pamphlets with titles like The Black Plague. He warns the horrified Scout that we're outnumbered here in Macomb and observes that our Negro population is backward and Negroes down here are still in their childhood as a people. Scout, who takes up her fallen father's torch of progressivism, likens his views to those of Hitler and Goebbels. Yet the more poignant revelations in Ghost Set a Watchman have to do with Scout. At 26, she's still a sort of tomboy, talking herself into marrying a childhood friend named Hank. At least half of this novel is devoted to Scout or Jean Louise's torment over not feeling like she has a place in the world. In a moving set piece about halfway through the novel, Scout dutifully attends a coffee that her prim Aunt Alexandra hosts for her. She wanders from group to group of women, the newlyweds, the diaper set, and feels alienated. We're told that Scout glanced down the long living room at the double row of women, women she had merely known all her life, and she could not talk to them 5 minutes without drying up stone dead. I ached for this adult Scout. The civil rights movement may be gathering force, but the second women's movement hasn't happened yet. I want it to transport Scout to our own time, take her to a performance of Fun Home on Broadway, to know that if she could only hang on, the possibilities for non-conforming tomboys will open up. Lee herself, writing in the 1950s, lacks the language and social imagination to fully develop this potentially powerful theme. The novel goes on sale tomorrow, and everybody who loves To Kill a Mockingbird is going to read it, no matter what I or any other reviewer says about its literary quality, the bizarre transformation of Atticus, or its odd provenance. All I know for certain is that Go Set a Watchman is kind of a mess that will forever change the way we read a masterpiece.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University and is the author of So We Read On, How the Great Gatsby Came to Be and Why It Endures. She reviewed Go Set a Watchman by Harper Lee. Tomorrow on Fresh Air, medical marijuana. Is it effective? If so, for what symptoms? And is it safe? We talk with Dr. David Kasseret about his new book, Stoned, A Doctor's Case for Medical Marijuana. He directs the Hospice and Palliative Care Program at the University of Pennsylvania Perelman School of Medicine. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Our associate producer for online media is Molly C.V. Nesper. Roberta Sherrock directs the show. I'm Terry Gross.